Haynes School now has a PE teacher and high school girls basketball coach who trained an NBA team for 20 years. And what might be even more surprising, Greg Brittenham says despite his high-profile jobs with the New York Knicks and later with Wake Forest University, what he's really wanted is to end up in the 2,000-person town of Haynes. KHNS's Emily Files talked to Brittenham in the first week of the high school basketball season.
Coach Brittenham leads 10 girls in a layup drill to start their Friday practice. It looks like a humble job for someone with this on his resume.
Prior to this, I was at Wake Forest University as a player development coach. And prior to that, I was with the New York Knicks for 20 years as an assistant coach in varying capacity.
But Brittenham waited years for the right opportunity to move to Haynes. He would call or email school district administrative assistant Ashley Sage about once a year asking about job openings. Why?
You look around. I mean, that's why everybody's here, especially in the winter. I mean, people don't leave this place. It's just spectacular. I mean, it's everything I've wanted. It's taken me about, 18 years to get here, and I finally made it.
In the early 1990s, Brittenham visited Haynes for the first time. He was working with a summer program in Clukwan called Camp of Champs. After that first experience, he kept coming back every year, even after the Camp of Champs program ended. He's also done basketball clinics all over Southeast Alaska. When the Haynes PE teacher position opened for this school year, Brittenham saw his chance. He and his wife moved here in the summer.
One of the things I really believe is that if the kids know that there's no other agenda, and they know that, hey, I'm not in it to make the money, I'm not in it, you know, for any other reason, maybe use this school to get to another level, not at all. I'm only here to help. And once you've gained their trust, and the job is easy because they know that, you know, basically you have their best interests at heart.
Brittenham has never worked as a school PE teacher before. He says one of the most surprising things about the new job is what he's seen from the other teachers.
I came in on a Sunday off the ferry, and there were teachers here preparing for Monday on a holiday weekend. And the amount of hours that these people invest in the children of this community is just astounding.
Brittenham is now getting the unique chance to teach kids about movement in a way he often wished NBA players had been taught. He says youth sports are so competitive that kids go right into learning sport skills before they learn fundamental movement patterns, like how to tuck and roll when you fall.
So when I go to the pros, there's a lot of those guys that they're unbelievable shooters, jump shooters, and they can dunk, but they can't move. You know, they don't run the floor very well, or they don't slide their feet. They can't get over to play defense. And so it was kind of interesting to see these guys made it that far, yet they're really lacking in some of the skills that we're working on right now with our fourth and fifth graders.
Brittenham is enjoying the challenge of teaching, but he says basketball is his passion. So he's happy to be a Glacier Bear coach.
I've got a group of girls that just absolutely, you know, embrace learning how to play the game of basketball.
There are 16 girls signed up for the team. Brittenham says they're working on mechanics in practice. Shooting, passing, keeping control of the ball. That's something junior Kaylee Swinton has noticed.
It's more perfecting everything and being perfectionists about everything we do.
Swinton has played basketball in Haynes since fourth grade. This season has been different.
A lot more positivity, and everybody's working together.
How has it been more positive?
The coaches and everybody have just been more into basketball, and they're more excited about the game.
Brittenham says he plans to do coaching a little unconventionally. He wants to give team members more equal playing time, regardless of talent.
You know, the philosophy is if you're going to invest time and energy into this team, then I'm going to absolutely try to find minutes for you to play games.
He also doesn't plan on choosing a team captain. He says he'd prefer to think everyone is a leader on the team. The Glacier Bear girls play their first game in Petersburg December 19th. The first home game is January 2nd against Wrangell. In Haynes, I'm Emily Files.